KBFT presents a series about the Lake Vermilion Boarding School, stories of survival and resilience, produced by the Net Lake Radio Project.
Life at Lake Vermilion Boarding School was hard for children. They faced crowded conditions which spread disease. The school lacked basic facilities like a septic system, and there were only 3 showers for as many as 120 students. Discipline was strict. It included spanking and whipping. There was one incident where a student died as a result of a punishment, according to records kept at the school.
Accidents, mm-hmm. Running away, accidents that happened while they were running away, and not necessarily, at Vermilion as anything that's unusual from any other school. People in my family, in my extended family, attended many different schools. It was not unusual for children to come and go at these schools either. Mm-hmm. Some years they're here, some years they're someplace else. Some years some of the family's here, and some of the family's at Red Lake, and some is at Hayward, and so my family, in some ways, as one of my uncles put it, scattered. The children were scattered. When they got sick at school, if it was something that was going to be a long-term situation, they might be sent home.
Assimilation was the main goal of boarding schools, but there were other reasons Indian education was mandatory for children. Job skills, learning to become a farmer, a mother's helper, or a seamstress were other reasons for the Lake Vermilion Boarding School. It all started with what we would consider today as a kind of intern situation. An uncle of LaGuard Grover's participated in what was known as an outing program.
Outing programs where the children worked out of the schools on farms or businesses, and it was part of their assimilation process. Yeah. But secondary then, and absolutely tied in it, was like job and vocational training. And so at bigger schools, there would be different programs where the students would be trained as to be harness makers, bakers, work a printing press, carpenters, farmers at a lot of schools during the days of rural farming America. And the girls were more often than not being taught to be laundresses and mother's helpers in preparation for their marrying and becoming perhaps farmers' wives. For job training at a lot of schools, They did their job, much of their job training right at the school, doing things like cooking and peeling potatoes and scrubbing and doing laundry and working on the grounds and things like that. And older children, though, sometimes then went on, they went on outing programs, working out. It's kind of funny because one of my uncles used to call it working out. And then he was talking about the young lady who he said, we were an item, he said, and she worked out. but she worked out at a farmer. At a farm as a mother's helper. So it was just kind of funny. Yeah, Mabel worked out too. Being in outing programs meant specifically being out in away from the school at the community and mm-hmm. ideally living someplace. And that was part of assimilating too. The trouble with the outing program is who really is overseeing this and making sure that the students are having a decent experience? Probably nobody. What happens to a teenager when they're out in a situation like this? I mean, there are all kinds of exploitations that went on there, and kids were injured.
Education, learning to read, write, and math were perhaps the lowest priorities of these schools. Through the outing programs, the possibility for injury was high, as was the exploitation of labor of children.
Lake Vermilion Boarding School, Stories of Survival and Resilience, was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.